Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. But with no Bundesliga at the moment, we'll focus on the tournament where most of the players have been active in, the European Championships. Chris, Jadon Sancho missed his penalty along with a few other English players. This resulted in Italy winning the European Championships.
Yeah, it's a tough way to lose a final, reminiscent of the 96 Euros final with England. Coincidentally, it was Gareth Southgate that missed a penalty back in 96. This time, Jadon Sancho, Saka, and Marcus Rashford, the three last penalty takers, of course they missed. But that's not the big story. The big story is the racist abuse they received online minutes after, specifically Bukayo Saka. He was targeted. He's only 19 years old. He had never taken a penalty before in his life. And to be put in the position to take arguably the most important penalty taken in recent English football history is quite a lot of pressure to put on a 19-year-old's shoulders, you know, and given the fact he was taken out the game, you know. And then you look at Jadon Sancho as well. Jadon Sancho really wasn't a favorite of Gareth Southgate, you know, and not really known, not really a key figure. He did have that one start, but, you know, the reality is the ugly face of racism hasn't gone anywhere, and that just goes to show that it does still exist. You know, I wonder what would happen if they had converted the penalties. Does that mean that, you know, every time you see a black person in England or whatever, you go up and embrace them and give them a hug and kiss? I'm not really sure, you know, but what we did see is just, you know, it should be condemned on every front. The FA, the Football Association in England, of course, condemned the actions. They were appalled about it, saying that the disgusting behavior is not welcome following the team. You know, Boris Johnson, the prime minister, chimed in, you know, calling the English players heroes, you know, and they should deserve to be treated as such, you know, and I do agree with that, you know, but the reality is there. The police are looking into the matter, you know, as well to follow up, you know, on those that dished out that abuse, you know, and also people are asking the social media platforms to do more. You know, I recently did a documentary talking about the existence of racism in football, of how you're the GOAT, you're blamed, or how you're the hero, you know, and it tends to be amplified if you are a player of color. You know, people believe it doesn't exist. Well, this is a definite symbol that it does exist. And it's just sad to see, you know, such young men deal with that kind of pressure. Look at Jadon Sancho. He hasn't even suited up for Manchester United yet, and he has to deal with that on the way in before he gets active. You know, I mean, this requires the players to have quite the mental fortitude. They are young men. We can never forget that, you know, and it's sad that they didn't really, it didn't end the way they wanted it to, but just to be put in that position, you have to question Gareth Southgate's judgment. They do have some more seasoned players on England's roster, you know, but you live another day. You know, I wish the players well, and hopefully, you know, the authorities are very vigilant in attacking and following up on those that dished out this disgusting behavior. And we move on, you know, but it does exist, and it was sad to see, but, you know, that's life. And as I said, we have to keep our heads up and keep moving forward.
Looking back at the Euros, Chris, which Bundesliga players have had top performances?
Yeah, some a bit of bright news. And one player you have to look at is Patrick Schick, you know, Leverkusen striker by way of RB Leipzig. 5 goals, and he did it every which way. You know, I talked about players potentially playing themselves, you know, onto the radar of bigger clubs, and he's definitely done that. You know, you can look and see what the Czech Republic accomplished, you know, in this tournament, you know. And then typically you don't see players score goals so often, and he only scored one from the penalty mark. So 5 goals, you want to salute him on the back. He's the first Czech player in a while, I think since 2004 or 3, to net a brace in the European Championship, you know, and he did score a goal. He's up for the goal of the tournament. He scored a goal that was nearly 50 yards out, you know, 50 yards out, 50 meters out around this, you know, distance. A goal hasn't been scored that far since 1980, you know, so this player is definitely the highlight player. You can also look at Dortmund's Jude Bellingham, you know, becoming the youngest player at the time when he did feature. to feature in that tournament. You know, he is still a teenager, you know, so those two players really caught my attention, but specifically Schick for what he did in front of goal.
We've talked all about Sancho's move to Manchester United. Well, Borussia Dortmund's Erling Haaland has just been linked to a move to the EPL as well. How likely is that this summer?
Well, you know, you want to believe money has potential to move mountains, because Thomas Tuchel, Chelsea's manager, they're coming off the Champions League victory. He is reported that he went to his higher-ups and said, hey, I want to break the piggy bank to purchase Erling Haaland. We want to get him before the bidding is very high. You know, what can we offer? And the reports say around $150 million. You know, that is above and beyond what his release clause would be next summer. That's what Dortmund planned to keep hold of him until next summer. That's when the release clause significantly drops to around 60, you know, million or so. But the reality is he's hot right now. When you look at the numbers, I mean, goodness gracious, the young man scores a goal nearly every appearance he's had for Borussia Dortmund. So it's no shock. You know, we know what he did in the Champions League as well. You know, it does make sense. Dortmund, you know, it's been reported they've had some financial issues making some purchases. You know, even though they want to hold on, you know, to a young player a little bit longer, who knows what'll happen if the number gets so big, Dortmund has to bite at the opportunity. You know, but their sporting director, of course, says that's not a part of the plan. We're not letting him go until next summer. But, you know, we get a lot of this back and forth, you know, and when money's in the equation, like the money that's being discussed, maybe we see something. But right now, my gut tells me he'll stay at Dortmund a little bit longer. He recently posted on his social media, Erling Haaland did, that he's happy to be back and get back to work with his buddies. So right now, he's thinking Dortmund. My gut tells me he'll stick around for another season.
Like always, Chris, what else has hit your radar this week?
Well, really short. You know, we have some friendlies coming up. You know, the Bundesliga kicks off early August. Well, next week we have some friendlies around the league, and it'll be an opportunity to see, you know, what players are new, how new players are being integrated. You know, I'll be here to give you all of the highlights and updates next week when we meet up. But I'm looking forward to seeing that. And your Bundesliga fans out there should as well, because it's an opportunity to see the young faces that typically don't get the shine. So that's what, you know, preseason's all about. I'm looking forward to that, and so should you.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update. That is Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.